Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Blog Talk listeners. We thank you so much for joining us tonight at My Sister, My Friend. We are an internet show here to help, uplift, encourage, and provide resources to all our women of all ages and backgrounds. We want to give women a place to voice their comments, opinions, and concerns in a godly manner and arena. We want to keep them informed on world events and community events hosted by our various sister ministries. We want to help and talk about issues that women face daily, providing clear understanding and concern for one another. So please consider just listening in tonight, and if you have any comments or any opinions or questions, go ahead and feel free to ask us when we open up the line to you. Tonight, we have a very, very, very special guest, a woman who is after my own heart. I just love her to death. Ever since I met her a couple of years ago, she's just been one of the best people that I could have ever met and have in my circle. She's a wonderful woman of God. She is the president and founder of a ministry called Lila's. Without further ado, we're going to ask Minister Michelle McCufflin, would she go ahead and introduce herself and tell us a little bit more about Lila's and give us some updates. Michelle?
Thank you so much. I'm here, Sister LaChandra. Thank you so much for the opportunity on tonight. And to you all, I say God bless you. Amen. I'm delighted to be, amen, on tonight. Just tell you a little bit about what God has commissioned me to do. I am the chair of an organization, just as she said, called Lila's, which means love you like a sister. Amen. The Bible declared, and the world will know us by our love. And so Lila's is an organization that was commissioned by God to love one another. And it's a nonprofit organization that was designed to empower women both spiritually, professionally, and personally. And I found that in coming up as a younger woman, you know, I was always searching for a mentor, you know, and I was always looking for guidance in those that were my elders as far as age was concerned. And praise God, I never found those individuals other than like being a part of, you know, my church ministry or what have you. In the church ministry, you would have elders because you would have the fivefold ministry. But outside of that, you know, in a professional capacity, there was no one to help you grow. You know, the managers that I had on my job, you know, they were so eager to, you know, produce and so eager to have great quality, but they just didn't have a lot of time to train. And so in that, God just began to minister to me about being what you desire for others to be to you. And so, you know, he commissioned me, until you get a mentor, be a mentor. And so when Lila's was created, you know, I thought about who I was in corporate America. And in corporate America, I'm a leader, I'm a manager, I'm a trainer for my corporate location. And so in saying that, I was like, okay, well, I'm pretty much all I have. And so what I have, I feel that it's my duty to share with other women. And so my knowledge in corporate America, you know, was, you know, shared amongst the women that are a part of Lila's. Also in ministry, you know, I'm a leader in ministry. I've been in the ministry probably about 16 or 17 years now. And so that same mentor that I desire to have and that I had in my pastor and, you know, the other leaders that are there at the church, I knew that other women needed that same leader mentality. And so guess what? Spiritually, God provided that spirit of a mentor. Personally, he provided that as well as spiritually. And so Lila's is an organization that is designed to empower all of those women that desire to continue to learn, that continue to be motivated and continue to serve others. You know, in the church world today, if you just think about it, amongst Christian living, there's not a lot of balance in our living. You know, we're either very spiritual, you know, and then in our personal lives, you know, our personal lives, we don't have discipline. You know, we don't have, you know, all those things that are needful for us to be successful, spirit, soul, and body. And so Lilas is just providing that knowledge. Lilas is providing that confidential place to assemble amongst women who are professional, who are articulate, who are intelligent, and who, you know, first and foremost love God, you know. And so we are just endeavoring to just be a blessing wherever we go. And you wanted me to provide some updates, some things that God is doing. This year he really commissioned Lilas to begin to focus on developing our sisterhood from within. You know, I told the ladies, I said, it's so easy for us to, you know, get prepared to serve and then to go out and serve others. But God told us this year that in serving others, before we could serve others, we had to learn to serve one another. Amen. The scripture told us to be extremely good to those who are of the household of faith. So those that are our sisters, we had to take time to learn who one another was and what the needs of one another is, so that we could go out and be that much better at serving others, because why? We're practicing serving one another. And so I'm really excited about this year. We have been spending lots of time with our sistering within Lilas, and I'm so excited for that, because God wants to grow us personally, professionally, and spiritually. And then I believe that scripture that says, and the world will know us by our love, I believe that's what will happen. I believe that same love that we have for one another, the world will see that, and guess what? That same love will just transition to those that we're trying to help. And so it's been really great getting to know our sisters. God gave us one of the things that we began to do this year is that every week we have a sister of the week. And throughout that week, we pray for that particular sister and their family. So if they have a husband, we pray for the husband. If they have a business, we pray for their business. If they have children, we pray for those children. If they have grandchildren, we pray for those grandchildren. Whatever the needs are for that particular sister and everything that encompasses her, we focus that way for an entire week. So from Sunday to Sunday, we pray for one sister, and then we move on to that next week, that next Sunday, to another sister. And this particular Sunday, we just had our sister of the week is Mother Pat Roden, and we've already began praying for her family, praying for her nonprofit organization, the Born Again House. We began praying for that, as well as, like I said, her children and her grandchildren. And what that's doing is giving us a chance to get to know the intricacies of our sisters within Lilas, their family. You know, prior to us really focusing in this way, I think we've been doing it about 7 weeks. And prior to that, you know, there were sisters within Lilas that I didn't know their children's names. I knew that they had children, but I didn't know their names. But this is making us so cognizant of our sisters for real. And then we're becoming acquainted with those things that are precious to our sisters, their husbands, their children, their grandchildren, you know, their businesses, their nonprofit organizations, all of those beautiful things. And so I'm just seeing the Lord begin to just gel us together as a body of believers with one common goal, and that's to empower other women spiritually, personally, and professionally. So I'm really excited about it. God is also, this weekend, we have an upcoming event, and the upcoming event is called Refresh 2015. And so when God gave us this title, you know, we were saying, okay, God, you're saying refresh. What do you mean by refresh? And he just began to give me all these different R's, you know, revive, revitalize, refresh again, just all types, rejuvenate, restore. And so this particular conference on this weekend that's going to be the 28th, it's going to start at 12:30 p.m., and it's going to go to about 2:30, probably no later than 3 o'clock. It'll be there at Third Rail Loft. And the parking garage address is 1414 Elm Street, and it's right next to the CVS and the Subway right there on the corner. And we actually have several speakers. The speakers are going to be given 15 minutes to actually speak to us about their various topics. The subtopic is Healthy You. Our first presenter is Rashida Powell. She's a licensed dietitian and health coach. She's going to talk about having a healthy body. We also have Carrie Davis, who is a licensed therapist. She's going to speak about having a healthy mind. We also have Annette Moss, who is, at the time that we organized this meeting, she was a senior recruiter, but she's now been promoting to one of the managers of HR for her corporation, Glaciers, and she's going to talk about having a healthy career. So she's going to give us some tips for success, tips for appropriate dressing, and also giving us some tips to refresh our resume. And also, we're going to have Minister Wanda Willis-Randall, who is one of the directors at Bank of America Corporation. She's going to talk about having a healthy spiritual life. And then lastly is going to be Dr. Colin Myers and also Amy Cox Malone. They're going to talk about their organization, which is called Women Helping Women, and that's going to be our healthy organization. Also, this year, God, you know, put on our hearts that we need to begin to partner with some organizations that are doing, you know, kingdom work on his behalf. And so this will be the first organization that we'll partner with for the next 3 months. So we'll give them our time in whatever way that they need it so that we help them continue to reach other women who are in need. So we're so excited about this conference. Lunch is going to be provided as well. It's going to be there in the theater in entertainment room there on property there at the Third Rail location. And we're just excited about it. We know that God is going to move by his spirit, and although we're finding out some things that are natural, and everything's not going to be spiritual, but those things that are natural are going to help us bring our lives into a balance, you know, because God doesn't want us. He said that, beloved, I wish above all, over in 3 John 2, he said, I wish above all that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So guess what? He wants us to prosper spirit, soul, and body. So that's personally, that's professionally, and that's spiritually as well. So we're very, very excited about it. We would just invite all of those who are on the line who are not a part of Lila's, please come out and be our guests. We believe that you will walk away blessed, and you'll walk away with much information to improve your life. Yes, ma'am.
Amen. God bless. Now, is there a fee or cost, a donation that you're requesting, or is this a free event?
Do you know what? It is a free event. We've already had people reach out to us and have asked that during the event if they could, you know, pass donations to Lila's, and we will. We'll be taking donations. We'll also have a launch party for our website. Our website has been, it's being worked on by Brass Effect, who Suzanne Stromer is our education leader. Her and her husband have their own graphic design company. And so they're actually working on our website, and we're actually going to launch our website on the 28th. And so all those women that would like to join Lila's or that would like to donate, you'll be able to sign right onto a computer and make your donations and everything right there on right there at the meeting that we'll have via the
wonderful, wonderful, yes. Wonderful. Praise
We're
God.
So excited.
I'm excited for you, my sister. It sounds like it's going to be a very, very gala event, and I am just looking forward to being there and meeting all the sisters and just having a good sisterhood time that day. So I'm glad that you came on and told us all about what's going on, and I wanted to open up the lines to anybody who might have a question for Michelle, or have a comment, or if you have anything you want to add to the conversation tonight. I'm giving you an open line right now to do that.
All righty, sisters, let's hear from you.
Say it again.
You know, I was saying to our sisters that we would love to hear from them.
Well, go ahead, sisters, and speak. Anybody got whatever they got to say, come on, say it tonight. I see we have a lot of sisters online tonight, so feel free to go ahead and voice.
Hi, this is Monette Legs. How are you ladies tonight?
Hey, Monette. That's my other
hey,
little
I just
sister,
wanted
y'all.
To... Hello, I just wanted to say that I'm a part of this awesome organization, and I have been truly blessed in every way since I have been a part of Lila's. And I just want to say to Michelle and all the women who may be listening who are a part of the organization that I have truly been blessed by being a part of Lila's. You know, initially we hesitate when we join different organizations, especially when it has to do with dealing with a lot of women. And, you know, we as women, we can sometimes be petty and, you know, act like women do. But I just really want to say that the foundation has been set for Lila. And God is really using this group of women to show true sisterhood and to support each other in every way. And so I want to say for any of the listeners who are out there, take the time out, come by and see what Lila's is all about. I want to say to Michelle, thank you for being an awesome leader. I love you, and God bless you. Thank you for being a part in my life to help grow me. And then also to the women of Lila's, thank y'all for all of your love and support. You ladies are awesome. Just keep living for God. Keep supporting each other, because at the end of the day, we all need each other. So I just wanted to say that. I love you guys.
Thank you so much, Monette. I'm going to ask the person who's having the background noise to mute their phone, please. We're getting some feedback from you. This is being recorded, so we're picking up noise in the background. If you mute your phone, we would appreciate it. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. Michelle, I wanted to ask you... So how long have you been putting this program together? Did you just start when God gave it to you, or have you been contemplating over a couple of years? Or tell us a little about that.
Okay, so for about 2013, I have worked as a director for my father's organization, the Afro-American Association of Evangelism. For about 7 or 8 years, I worked as the director for his organization. And my father's getting older. He's well into his 70s. And, you know, I'm just asking God, you know, God, I want to just run full speed with this vision. But, you know, I just feel like there's a disconnect there because there was times that my father really wanted to run hard. And then when you get up in age, there's times to where you just want to kind of be still. And so I just continue to work his vision and focus on being a good follower, despite not understanding all of the intricacies of his vision. And one day I was at work. It was in 2013. It was roughly about April, probably the end of April. And a young lady by the name of Chantel Scott, she sent me an email. And she said in the email that God had given her a vision for a women's organization called Lila's, Love You Like a Sister. and he had given it to her 3 years prior to her sending me the information that day. And she said when she woke up that particular day, God told her that Lilith was not for her, the vision was not for her, but that God wanted her to pass the vision to me. Well, at this time, I was one of the leaders in the organization that Chantella worked for, but I wasn't like her direct boss. I kind of oversaw, you know, her boss and so forth. And when she sent it to me, I was a little taken back. And you know how when God blesses us with anything, the enemy comes like almost immediately to steal what God gives us. And so in my mind, I began to rationalize why this was not for me. Right? You know, my thing was, well, I'm spiritual. Why wouldn't God just give it directly to me? Why would he have to go through Chantella to get to me? You know how our mind just starts to reason and tries to figure out God, the complexities of God. But the mm-hmm. Bible declares that his ways are not our ways, right? As far as the heaven is from the earth, are the differences of his ways and our ways. And so as I continue to keep reading, amen, and I want to say a special shout out to Erica Stewart, who was a part of Lilith at the time, and she was working for me at the time. And when I shared with her what Chantella had given me, she immediately, with no thought, said, I believe this is it. And then she said, let me go ahead and begin to refine the vision and kind of make it a little more plain. You know, Chantella's vision, it was already there, but she just began to enhance what she had. And as she began to do this, she said, as soon as I'm done with it, I'll send it back to you. And she sent it to me, and by the time she sent it back, I already knew that it was just as Chantella had said. God had caused it to be so. And think about it. God is wanting a sisterhood to begin to exist between me and Chantella, first of all. For her to trust me enough with something so precious, that was already the sisterhood beginning, sharing and caring for one another, giving somebody your best when sometimes you don't even want to do that. The Bible said that we should esteem others higher than we even esteem ourselves. And that's what she did. She gave me something that was very precious to her. And since then, I have been excited about the vision. We have been formulating the vision and trying to hear from God and asking him which direction we go in. And we feel confident in the vision at this point, and we're desperately wanting to promote change in our community.
Amen. Wonderful. And Michelle, I can relate to that because when we decided to form My Sister, My Friend, I was fighting tooth and nail, too, because the vision was given to Beverly. And she said, well, I want you to do that. I want you to go online and invite sisters and talk to sisters and just let's get some help for them. Let's get some resources for them. Let's just put it out there for them. And me not being the, you know, I'm in the background person. I'm not the one that wants to be out front. I want to be in the background and help. So she did. She put me out there. I said, well, why you can't do it? That's your business.
Wow.
You know, but God has blessed, and he's bringing me forefront and out of my timidness, because I just took it over, and now God is blessing us with all you great sisters he's putting in our lives and all these great ministries that we are being able to be a part of. And I just thank God for giving her the vision to pass on to me. You know, God is truly blessing, and I thank God for the opportunity to talk to you wonderful ladies and be a part and be with Lilas, because I think you're doing a wonderful job, and I think that everything is well with God and us. So I thank him for our union, and I just thank God. I'm really thankful tonight for the opportunity to be a part. So that said, does anybody else have anything else? I see my co-host is on tonight. Minister Pastor Sonara Henderson, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you, ladies?
Doing great. Yeah, great. All right. Did you have any questions or any concerns or any comments tonight?
Only one question that's at the forefront of my mind right now. Do we need to make reservations for Saturday? Or do you need a head count, Miss Michelle, for Saturday for Lila's event?
Do you know what? A head count would definitely be helpful. We had something on Facebook that we kind of had like as a ticker. It was an event that we set out for people, and then we had people RSVP. But if you're not a part of that and you do want to make sure that there's ample space for you, because seating is limited. I think we roughly have about 65 spots, and we're probably a little bit over half full right now. So if you ladies want to just let Ms. LaChandra know that you're going to attend, we'll make sure to have, you know, make provisions for you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. It would be myself and four of the young ladies from my church.
Okay, I sure will. All right. I will make sure that we put y'all down. Thank you so much.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we just appreciate that, make that accommodation. Do we have any other comments, questions, or concerns tonight? You ladies on the line, don't speak up at one time now. I'm waiting on you.
I was listening to her, and I like that what it stands for, Sisters Helping Sisters. But what is spell it out for me again, if you would, please.
Okay, Lila. It's Lila, L-Y-L-A-S is the acronym, and then it's Love You Like a Sister.
Okay, does this speak to any certain particular age group of women? Or is it?
No, ma'am, it doesn't. We have younger individuals that start at ages 5 and they go up until 19. Both are our Lila's juniors, so our junior sisters, because we also mentor. And then above that, the age just continues to go. We have several mothers who are well into their 60s that are a part of Lila's. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So it just varies from 5 to about, probably right now, 5 to about 65, 66.
Okay, I wanted to ask you if you were a part of the African American Policy Forum that's doing the challenge, the campaign that is out there. It says hashtag Black Girls Matter.
No, I'm not affiliated with that organization, ma'am.
Okay, this is a group that is coming out of, I don't think they're in Washington. I forgot where they're located right now, but I'll send it to you. This is a group of women that have come together across the country behind President Obama's initiative for My Brother's Keeper. And this is for helping young girls of color to further their achievements academically and in all forms of life. So I think that would be something great for your organization to be a part of. I'll send you something. And they are having a Twitter chat on tomorrow. I think it would be something good that your organization should be informed about.
Okay. Well, let me give you our email address.
Okay.
Excuse
me. Wait. Hold on 1 second. Wait, Michelle. Someone is in the background. Some background noise, and we're not being able to hear what Michelle and what Beverly is asking. So, Michelle is going to give us some information. So, can I get the background noise limited, please? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay, the email address is, let me get it, right when I said I had it, it went in real quick. Okay, it's Lila, L-Y-L-A-S, D-F-W, @hotmail.com.
It's L-Y-L-A-S-D-F-W @hotmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'll mm-hmm. send that to you. I think it's a great organization for you to be a part of, because it's across the nation now, and it's, you probably have seen it. If you haven't, go on Twitter and do hashtag Black Girls Matter. They're trying to do the girl side of My Brother's Keeper, which is pushed by President Obama. And we've been listening in to their talks for a few months, and we're going to partner with them on mentoring our young girls of color. So I think that would be a great initiative for you to campaign for your organization to join, and kind of push your organization a little bit more. But okay. It's got a great policy, and they're just really getting that campaign off the ground. So I think what your organization is talking about is the same thing that they're talking about. And so it would be great to have you online with that organization, with the African American Policy Forum for Black Girls. Well, it's really for girls of color. I'm sorry.
Yes, please forward us the information. Thank you, Ms. Beverly.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Miss Beverly. We are always looking to help our sisters. We're always looking to give them information to help them to go further in Christ and in their lives and their organizations. We're gonna continue to do that. That's what my sister, my friend, is all about. I'm still waiting for anybody else who might have a comment or a concern tonight, question of Michelle or any of you ladies.
Hello.
Want to comment? Hello. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you?
We're good.
Oh, this is Jen. I was calling in because I tuned in yesterday to the prayer meeting with Lila, and it was very inspirational. I didn't get it as soon as it started, but when I tuned in to pick up the phone and hear a woman praising God and praying for not just herself but for families and the government and just for everyone. And it was very touching because I had never tuned in on a Sunday and heard prayer. So I was very enlightened by that. And I also have listened to the book study, which I am reading that book because it has really done a lot for me. In order to walk on water, you got to get out the boat.
Yes.
I love that book. I'm reading it like on the way home, and people are like, "What is that? What is that?" And I'm like, "Y'all don't even know." Because it speaks volumes, because it's the truth. In order to walk on water, you have to get out your boat. In order for God to do something with you, you have to trust Him enough to allow them to do something with you. And it's just so much, it speaks so much value in that. And I just think it's a wonderful thing that, you know, you're able to not only love on your sister, pray for your sister, but study with your sister and be not ashamed of what you know and what you don't know. So I just thank God for you. I thank God for being able to come together as women and not have a competition going on.
Man, amen. Yes, I am too excited about that also, because they are doing a great job with that, and I was glad when she introduced it, because it spoke to some issues in my life also about the timidness I was having. So I appreciate that, and that is a part of the things that Lila's does. They do have a prayer line on Sunday nights. Michelle, you want to tell us about that so that maybe some of our listeners can join in?
Yes. We do. We have an inspirational call on Sunday at 7 p.m. And pretty much every week, you know, we kind of divide it up because most of us are ministers. What I love about Lila's is I don't have to do everything at Lila's. You know, our assistant chair or the vice chair is Monette Legg. We have an education leader, which is Suzanne Somers. We have an outreach leader, which is Kasha Ross. We have lots of leaders throughout Lila's that just help and assist with keeping everything going. But our inspirational call is every Sunday at 7 p.m., and it's from 7 to 7:30. The first 15 minutes is for inspiration. So on last night, Minister Kasha Ross led us in inspiration, and she gave us a message from the Lord about the appointed time. And then that last 15 minutes, I came on and I prayed for, we actually take prayer requests. People oftentimes just send me prayer requests via email. The other sisters forward them to me. They hit us on our Facebook page, and we get or inbox our Love You Like a Sister, our Lila's account there, and we get those prayer requests from that. And we're not only just praying over our own prayer requests, you know, the sisters from within, we're praying over a vast number of prayer requests. I would say probably last night we had anywhere from 12 to 15. And so we received those throughout the week, and then we received those some on Sundays. And we take that time to pray over them every Sunday at 7 o'clock from 7 to 7:30. And then if we're not going to have prayer, which we don't miss very often, but if we're not, then we'll actually put up some type of bulletin to let you know that we're not going to have it. But it is. It has been a tremendous blessing. She also alluded to the book study. The book study, the Lord told us this year that as we're building up ourselves, that we need to begin to study together. We need to begin to commune together in that type of way. And so we added the book study this year, and it was headed by Minister Monet Legs, Kasha Ross, and again, Suzanne Stroman were our teachers for the book study. And it was a blessing. It blessed my life as well. And I'm so thankful that we did it. And since then, God has pretty much commissioned us that we're going to do a book study every quarter. You know, it's very important that we continue to learn together, because as we learn, we can earn. We can increase our earnings there on our job. As well as spiritually. The Bible said if we go into God's vineyard and work, he'll pay what's right. So even as we continue to get out of the boat, God is going to pay us for actually working in his vineyard as well.
Amen. That is wonderful. That is a great commission, because we're going out and we're helping each other, each sister, telling them about the goodness and what God can do for us. And a lot of us don't understand that we can live very, very fruitful lives in Christ. We don't have to be shattered or stunned by the things of the world, because we can do it through Christ, and who will bless us as we go. Just
right.
Have to tap into it. You know, God is just an awesome God like that. And I thank you for alluding to that and making us aware that we have to be with each other, and we have to study together so that we can get our blessings, and we can praise him in the meantime and give him all the glory. So thank you so much for those that. And I wanted to ask you if on the Facebook page, is there the information about how to get into the prayer line, or how can we get that information?
Yes, it is on the Facebook page, but I can also give you that information right now. The inspirational call number is 712-432-1500. Again, that's 712-432-1500, and the PC code is 776860. Again, the PC code is 776860.
Amen. Thank you. And that is every Sunday night from 7 to 7:30, listeners. So call in and get you some prayer. Call in and be a part of the worship and the praise that's going on with Lila's. Because if we can all inspire and uplift each other by joining in. So I've been truly blessed by the prayer line, and I've had some prayers answered by my sisters that have prayed for me, and I want to thank everyone for praying for me on some of the things that I have requested. So
thank
to God be the glory. I appreciate all of you and thank God for you. Now we're going to go ahead and start winding on. If no one else have any comments, concerns, or opinions, or anything they want to share, or like testimony on how Lila's has blessed their life, I can take that tonight. If anybody wants to tell about how Lila's has inspired them, or how they've been a blessing to them, or just how God has been dealing with them with lawyers.
Sister, this is Elder Jordan.
Hello,
and
Elder Jordan.
God bless you. And hello, everyone. Amen. Just been listening and very excited to hear about what Lila is doing and how it is, glory to God, touching the lives of the girls at such a young age, and then building all the way up to our seniors. And I just think that that is a awesome, awesome hold to bring women up and through. And so I'm just, you know, I pray God's blessing, and hopefully there'll be some, you know, events or ministry times that I'll be able to come in and fellowship and with you guys. I think it's just an awesome thing to be able. I heard somebody say, no competition. Glory to God. And when there is truly a sisterhood that is united and loved and walking together to build each other, to stand in the gap for each other, to encourage, to be that strength that each other need, I think it's an awesome, awesome thing. So I'm excited to hear of this new organization, this ministry that has, well, it doesn't sound like it has just come forth, but I'm glad now learned of it. And look to hear of more things, and I can get some more information from you, Sister LaShondra, in terms of Facebook page and so on and so forth. But I think it's an awesome, awesome thing, and so to God be the glory. Glad I was able to get on.
Thank you so much, Elder Jordan. Thank you so much. That is Elder Jordan. She's the one. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This is Janice again. I am so thankful for knowing the people that are in Lila's, because through them I have learned to speak up and not be ashamed or afraid to do what God has for me to do. They have showed me that, you know, especially Monique, she got on me. She didn't get on me, but she encouraged me at our women's prayer brunch, and I had to speak at the last minute, and she encouraged me after I spoke to continue on speaking out when God has something for me to speak on, and I thanked her for that, because, you know, everyone sometimes thinks that, you know, that you're not afraid or you don't get stagnated or you know, concerned when people when you have to do stuff up in front of everybody. I'm a behind the scenes person. I don't mind working behind the scenes. My name doesn't have to be on anything. I'm good with that. But when God is trying to move you up to a new place, it's nice to have people that you look at that are seasoned to encourage you to continue on and to keep you motivated. And when I hear the ladies, the ministers in Lila speak, it just encourages my heart, because I'm looking at, look at these women of God, and they don't have a big head, and they're not walking around with the big I and the little you, or treating you any different or anything like that, but they totally embrace you and they're totally there for you, and it's not a pretense. And I just get encouraged every time I talk to them or hear about anything they're doing. It's just seeing us come together as women of God and really trying to grow each other. And it's such a blessing. It really is. It's such a blessing. And I just appreciate them so much. And I don't know if I've ever told them, but I want you to know that I really do appreciate all the things that you do for everyone.
Amen. I, too, thank God for putting these ladies in our lives. We met these ladies at a revival that we attended in Louisville at Michelle's church, and ever since then they've just been a part of our lives, and I thank God for that. He just send us to Louisville. You know, you have to travel to get so, and I appreciate it. I appreciate it so, because ever since then, we've just been like, we just was just of one. You know, we've always, we love each other. We call each other. They, if I call on them, they're there for me. If they call on us, we go to them. And God has just truly put us together for this time and for this season, and I thank him for that. And I want you to know, Michelle and Monette and Kasha and Suzanne and all of you that I know, thank you so much. Thank you for being a part of my life. Thank you for being so faithful as we ask. You know, whenever we ask, you're there for us, and God bless you for this leading us. Appreciate it much. But I want to go ahead and... we got time for one more comment or encouraging word, or before I let Michelle pray us out. Is there anything else that
I
we
I just
need?
Wanted to just thank all the women that are on the line. When we started, when I asked LaShonda to do this, my sister, my friend, I know I didn't have any idea what God was going to do with this. I just followed what he gave me to do. And it is just so refreshing to hear so many women, particularly black women, getting together to encourage and uplift and strengthen each other. It just really brings me to tears. I am so excited to hear so many women getting together and working with each other and strengthening our young girls and helping our single women and helping one another. Is just so nice, and I appreciate God for doing this. It's, I wouldn't have known about this had we not did this program. And so it just fills my heart to know that there's so many women now working together to help each other, to give each other strength, to when women are down, to we lift each other up. I am so proud of all of you for what you're doing. It's just really wonderful, and I thank God for what you're doing, and just please keep on doing it. I may not come to all the events, but please know that you're always in my prayers. And whatever I can do to help you in any way, I'm willing to do it, and it just pleases me. I can't even tell you how much I'm so excited to hear what you women are doing and how you're coming together. I've been waiting to hear black women doing this for a number of years, and I finally get to hear women working together and building each other up. I just thank God for all of you, and I bless, ask him to bless all of your ministries, and just keep on standing on God's word.
Man, thank you so much for that comment. God bless you. I want to make a small announcement and give y'all some information that y'all might not know, but to tell you about the Blog Talk Radio shows that we do have currently. As you know, on Monday night from 8 to 9, we have My Sister, My Friend, which is this Blog Talk Radio show. We thank you for joining us tonight. On Tuesday night, we have Mojo Blog Talk Radio Relationship Show, hosted by none other than John and Monette Legs, from 8 to 9 o'clock every Tuesday night. They're talking about relationships and marriage and just giving us tips and inspiring us to stay strong in our marriage and our relationships. On Wednesday night, we have Elder Jordan, who comes on from, I believe it's 9 or 9:30, with a prayer line. She does a prayer line, prayer request. You can call her at this number that you've tuned in to us tonight and pray with her on Wednesday nights. On Friday nights, we have Street Talk, which is a young people's program that comes on, and they talk about the issues of young people that are going on today. I think they're from 18 to 35, right, Bev?
Yes.
Ages 18 to 35. If you care to join in on Friday night, it's the same number. Join in with us on Street Talk. And then on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m., I'm sorry, Free on the Inside, hosted by Minister Joel Lewis. And he talked to the men, and the young men, and his program is geared at giving information and blessings of men about different issues. And he's talked to a lot of people over the 4 years that he's been on the air, giving inspiration and information to the men. So if you have a man as early riser, or if they just want to join in on Saturday morning from 8 to 9, please join in free on the inside. And these are all sponsored by Granny's Place, right here on Blog Talk Radio at that same number that you dialed in on. So join us Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday and Saturday mornings, Blog Talk Radio. Please feel free. And you can also go to blogtalkradio.com/Granny's Place and listen to any of our past shows. They're archived. You can go and just click on them, and they'll pull up on your computer and listen. So feel free to re-listen to this show. It's being recorded tonight. It will have a label on it, a title, when we finish. And again, I thank. I am so honored to have Minister McAlphin on tonight sharing with us about Lilas. And I love you. I love Lilas. And if you would you go ahead and give us a closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this night. God, we thank you for this fellowship. Father, for you declared how beautiful and how sweet it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. God, we thank you on tonight for Sister Beverly. God, we thank you for this vision. Father, we thank you for every individual that you've used in this vision. We thank you for Ms. LaChandra. God, we thank you for all those, Elder Jordan. Father, we thank you for Mojo. Father, we thank you for all of those, Sister LaChandra Tuchman. Father, we thank you for all those that are a part of this ministry of Granny's Place and trying to provide assistance and help to our community. We bind every demonic force right now in the name of Jesus, and anything that would hinder the perfect will of God in our lives, we plead the blood of Jesus now over Granny's Place, over Lilas, over every nonprofit organization, over every church ministry, over every individual that's on this call. Father, we thank you that you declared that the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. Father, we thank you that as we continue to love, as we continue to serve one another, God, that you will be in our midst. Father, we ask that as we depart from this call, God, that we wouldn't depart from your presence. We loose your Holy Ghost upon the people now, God. Mantle them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, we ask that you would protect, God, that you would keep them, God, that you would enhance their lives as they continue to learn and seek to find you, oh God. Father, we just praise you now for all that you're doing in our lives. And Father, we pray that we would ever be so mindful of others, Father, esteeming others higher than we esteem ourselves. Father, we thank you for this time, hallelujah, of togetherness. God, we thank you for this time of peace, this time of joy, God. Father God, we ask that as we depart from this call, that we would walk away more encouraged to live for you than ever. For it's in the name of Jesus that we ask it all and we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, my sisters, my friends, for joining me tonight. God bless each of you, my co-hosts, my friends. I can't call all of y'all names, but it's about 15 of y'all on the line. I want to say thank you individually. God bless you. I love you all, and y'all have a good evening. And please don't try to go to work in the morning. They say it's going to be real bad again tomorrow. So who's going to be at home? It's going to be me one more day. That was terrible, but I'm gonna, y'all just be careful out there, okay? If you have to get out, be very careful.
Miss Michelle, would you please put your event on our Facebook page? If you'll share it with us so that we can put it on our Facebook page, I appreciate it. That would be so nice.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, thank you. Have a
good
night.
Okay.
Good night. I love you all. Take care and be careful. Thank you so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Hallelujah.